Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace. And we talked the first day about Job and the fear that he was dealing with. And then we went to the main King of Kings and Lord of Lords to see what Jesus said about worrying. But today, we're going to pick up that second witness that talks about not worrying, and that's Paul. Now, you know that Paul went through some difficult times in his life. Paul was cast into prison in his life. He was shipwrecked. He was beaten. He was left for dead. Paul went through some very crucial times, but there's something that Paul tells us that I believe is very powerful in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing. Now think about it. How many of you are thinking about a purchase, or you think about doing something, or you're trying to buy a car, or you're trying to buy a house, or whatever it may be, and it just consumes your every thought. But the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made to God, known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart, and it'll guard your minds through Christ Jesus. Now, how many of you get anxious sometimes? How many of you get in traffic and you're in such a hurry to go and you're just sitting there and you're thinking, Lord, I wish they would hurry up. I wish they would go. Or you go to Walmart and they've got 2,000 people in there and they got one teller line, but you're so anxious. Maybe God is showing you some things about you that needs to be transformed, that needs to be changed, that needs to be rectified in our lives, that we can have the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. And then if I have that peace, it'll guard my mind and it'll guard my hearts through Christ Jesus. But 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 through 18 in the New Living Translation says this, never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. So when you're going through situations and you have an opportunity to have an anxiety, have an opportunity to panic, you have an opportunity to get anxious or fear wants to grip you or whatever it may be wants to attack you, just rest. Just take time, close your eyes and say, Lord, I want to see, I want to be thankful in this situation because I know whatever I'm dealing with, whatever I'm feeling right now is going to make me better. And I'm just trusting in you, Lord. I'm not talking about sickness, and we not be thankful for sickness. We should be thankful that God's with us in the middle of whatever we're going through and that God is turning this out to our good. For all things or good things come to those who love the Lord, who are called according to His purpose. So we see here, when you try to figure out by worrying, we block the real answer that comes from our spirit, which is communion with God. See, how many times do you have a financial need? And the first thing you try to do is, have I got a credit card? Can I go borrow the money? Can I do this? What about whatsoever you desire when you pray? Believe that you receive it and you shall have it in Mark 11:24. So if we could just believe and learn to ask God for the desires of our heart. When we have a financial need, ask Him for it. When we're going through a difficult situation, ask Him for it. When we're going through struggles in our life, just trust Him that He's turning things out to our good. And when you're sitting around word, He said, never stop praying in 1 Thessalonians. Be thankful in every circumstance you're in. Now, how many of you are thankful when you get in a bad circumstance, when you get in an uneasy, uncomfortable, fearful, or anxiety situation? How many of you are thankful in that circumstance? For this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. See, there's some things that we go through in life, some things that we're feeling that God is trying to teach us some stuff. I'm not talking about sickness here. I'm talking about when you're in line and you know, how many times have you got in a line and cars just stopped and God might be protecting you from something down the road that you don't even know about? How many times has God just protected you from things and you didn't even know He protected you? You just were upset, you were mad, you were angry, you were uptight, you said things you ought not to say, and you would blow your horn at cars for them to go on and all those kinds of things. Think about that a minute. The Bible says in Philippians 1 and 8, and it tells us exactly what we need to think on. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So when you're meditating on bills, you're meditating on fear, you're meditating on anxiety, you're meditating on panic attacks, whatever it may be, that's not what you need to be meditating on. Now, meditate means to murmur or to think about it. You say, well, Pastor, I don't know how to meditate on the Lord. If you know how to meditate on worrying, if you know how to meditate on your situation, on your bills that are not paid, then you know how to meditate. Meditate on the things that are true. Meditate on the things that are noble. Meditate on the things that are just. Meditate on the things that are pure. Meditate on the things that are lovely. Meditate on the things that have good report. And now those are things you need to put your mind to and think about. That's why the Bible says, be ye not conformed to this world, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:16, you and I have the mind of Christ. Now, let's think like He thinks, and let's let this panic, this fear, anxiety go away and stop the worrying and just rest in the finished work. That's the beauty of grace.